Despite worsening political repression and human rights abuse in Uganda, the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee voted this week to include another $50 million in the draft version of the fiscal 2013 defense bill to enhance and expand intelligence and surveillance support for Ugandan troops and U.S. Special Forces, Green Berets, and Navy SEALs, who are, according to the Obama administration, tracking down East African warlord Joseph Kony and his militia of between 100 and 200 fighters. The troops are operating from four forward bases in northern Uganda, in the Southwest Central African Republic, the Northeastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, and South Sudan, all of which share borders in the oil and mineral-rich East and Central African region. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
The Ugandan army, commanded by Yoweri Museveni, Uganda's president of 26 years, has a record of atrocities, resource plunder, and other human rights abuse in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which has been well documented by UN human rights investigators. In 2011, the Uganda Daily Monitor reported on Ugandan police shooting Ugandan civilians, including a 3-year-old baby girl and an 18-year-old pregnant woman, during protests against the soaring costs of food and fuel. Uganda's Secret Service has a record of torture as documented in the 2009 Human Rights Watch report, Open Secret, Illegal Detention and Torture by the Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force in Uganda. And a 2012 U.S. State Department report on Ugandan human rights practices in 2011 cited international and local human rights organizations' accounts of torture by the state security forces, which included caning, severe beating, squeezing of private parts, stabbing, kicking, tying of limbs in contorted positions, forced marching, rape, water torture, tearing off of fingernails, burning with molten plastic, and cutting off of body parts. Nevertheless, the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee says it wants to spend another $50 million to help Museveni's troops and U.S. Navy SEALs and Green Berets hunt East African warlord Joseph Kony. High-profile critics, including Milton Alamadi, Keith Harmon Snow, and Pepe Escobar, have said that the Kony hunt is really about securing African oil, cornering Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, and checkmating China in the African resource scramble. Barbara Alamadi, a Ugandan human rights activist in the country's capital, Kampala, and the sister of New York City-based Black Star News editor Milton Alamadi, told KPFA that she'd like to ask Americans to question why the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee wants to spend another $50 million to aid General Museveni.
Anybody who's really interested in our country and the people of Uganda can clearly see the dictator Museveni in power. And the United States is supporting him. I urge the Americans to really stand with us and question this. Why is America doing this? What is their motive? Our human rights have been violated, and we don't expect America to support a dictator.
This week, NTV Uganda recorded Barbara Alamadi's most recent arrest as she attempted to read a statement protesting indefinite detention without trial in front of police headquarters in Kampala.
I certainly will not turn a blind eye to any injustice. On Tuesday, the 15th of May, I was arrested for visiting the DPP's office, which is a public office. Myself and other concerned citizens had gone there to express our concerns at the way the DPP sanctions files. Leave me alone. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Last month, NTV Uganda also recorded the arrest of Ingrid Turinawe, Women's League leader of the political party Federation for Democratic Change. The video sparked outrage around the world because a Ugandan policeman was seen brutally grabbing and squeezing Turinawe's breasts as they dragged her from a vehicle and pushed her into a police van. Barbara Alamadi said that Uganda's parliament is now debating legislation called the Public Order Management Bill, which would make it illegal for more than three people to assemble in the streets. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.